A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sam on the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're looking at the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew chapter 25 from verse 41 to verse 45. The scripture says, "Then he will say to those on the left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" He will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Any good thing you fail or omit to do for the people, you have not done unto the Lord." Because we could see Jesus said, the good things you did for others, you did for me. But to those on the left, the goats, Jesus said, you did not help the needy. And because you did not help those who are in need, you have not helped me. It is important for us to have this understanding that every deed is a seed, and that whatever we do, we are going to reap the harvest. We're going to reap the reward. The Bible says, God cannot be mocked. Whatever a man sows, that also shall he reap. You will reap the good that you sow, or the bad that you sow. The good that you did not do, you will reap the reward. And the good that you did, you will also reap the reward. But these men were banished and condemned to eternal damnation because they did not do good to people. Here then, they said, "Lord." So they called him Lord. They called the Lord Jesus, "Lord, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you in need of clothing or thirsty? And when that we did not respond to your need? When?" And the Lord would tell them, "You didn't do it to these fellow brothers." So probably these men are church goers. They are members of a particular church. They are blessed of God, but they refuse to use their blessings to benefit mankind. They have forgotten that the blessings of God in their life is a test as well as a trust. You must have this understanding that the resources that God has given to you, they are all for a test as well as a trust, or a trustee of the blessings of God upon your life. God wants to take you to a higher level, higher dimension of blessings, but he wants to see what you will do with the little he has given to you in the now. It is a judicious and proper use of what God has given to you that qualifies you for more. Let us therefore remember others, and let us be a blessing to people around us. This passage makes it very clear that judgment is coming. You must have this understanding. Judgment is coming. Every one of us will be judged based on what we do or what we did not do. Judgment is coming. We will all appear. Every one of us will give account of himself to God. You are going to give account of how you use the resources at your disposal. Apart from giving your life to Christ, what did you do with the office that God has planted you? What did you do with the resources, the wealth that God has given to you? What did you do with the people that God has surrounded you with? What did you do? So this will be called, you'll be called to question. You'll be called to give an answer of what you did with the things that God has surrounded you with. It is therefore important, dear listener, to be careful how we lead our lives. Here, verse 46 again, the Bible says, "Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Reward is coming for every one of us. There will be a reward, and the reward to some will be a blessing, while to others it will be condemnation. God's judgment rests on those who refuse to help the needy. In verse 41, Jesus delivers a sobering message about the consequences of refusing to help the needy. Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." These words highlight the severity of God's judgment on those who neglect the needs of others, especially the marginalized and the vulnerable. Jesus presents a stark contrast between the righteous who actively serve others and the unrighteous who choose to turn a blind eye to the sufferings of others. Refusal to help the needy is seen not just as an act of neglect, but a rejection of God Himself. It reflects a heart that is hardened to compassion and deaf to the cries of those in need. The word of God in Proverbs chapter number 21 and verse 13 says, "Whoever shuts their ears to the cry of the poor will also cry out, but not be heard, not be answered. They will also cry out and not be answered, because they shut their ears to the cry of the poor." Do not shut your ears to the cry of the poor. Do not refuse to help the needy. Don't harden your heart. There was the story of a wealthy man who once lived comfortably in a gated community. He drives past a beggar on the street every day on his way to work, but he never stopped to offer assistance. One day, a fellow businessman asked him why he does not do more to help those who are less fortunate. The wealthy man responds, "It is not my responsibility. They should take care of themselves." Years later, the wealthy man had a dream where he stands before God in judgment. He hears the word of Jesus, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." When he woke up, he realizes that his indifference to the sufferings of others was an offense against God Himself. His wealth and comfort will not exempt him from the commandment to love his neighbor as himself. I remember the story of John D. Rockefeller. John D. Rockefeller was a wealthy businessman, one of the first and the foremost millionaires in the United States of America. He was sick at about age 50, nearing death, and he was given about 6 months to live. He could only live on water and cracker biscuits. And then he began to meet the needs of others. He began to bless people and to give out his resources. And as he did, his health began to spring up. His health sprang up and he became better and well. He lived to be 97 years old. A man who was given 6 months to live at about the age of 50. Being a blessing to others blesses you in return. If you bless others, if you minister to the needs of others, you will see God respond to your needs, taking you up and ministering to you. You won't even need to pray some prayers. God steps in and meets you at the very point of your need. Be your brother's keeper. Show love to people around you. Escape eternal punishment that is coming. Expose yourself. Connect yourself to eternal blessings. It is my prayer that the blessings of the Lord will be your portion, that you will be a sheep by the right hand of the majesty, and you will hear the voice, "Well done," that you will not be a goat at the left. You will not be told to depart from me, in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, give me the grace where I have failed or where I have been failing in my duty and responsibilities to others. Give me the grace to make amendment. Give me the grace to correct my errors in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, help me to see the resources that you have given to me as an instrument of blessing to others. Help me to see myself as a trustee of these resources, and let me not fail your test in the precious name of Jesus. Lift up your voice again and pray this morning. Father, depart from me, will not be my portion, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is my prayer, O God, that depart from me will not be my portion, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal God, in Jesus' precious name. It is my prayer that the God of heaven will give unto you the grace to identify areas of deficiencies in your life and to make amendments in the name of Jesus. I pray for the grace to see yourself as a trustee of the resources of God at your disposal and to use these resources to the praise of the honor of the glory of the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray the words "depart from me" shall not be your lot, shall not be your portion, in the name of Jesus. I pray you will hear the voice that will say to you, "Well done," in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral tomorrow, 7:30 a.m. The School of the Spirit holds, and by 8:30, the worship service commences. Do not forget, from Tuesday the 25th of June through to Sunday the 30th of June, our Wings of Grace Conference will hold. We shall be receiving the ministry of great servants of God who will be blessing us with the theme of God's word, manifest. It's time for you to manifest. God wants to manifest you to your generation so his name can in your life be praised. 5:30 p.m. on a daily basis, and 12 noon on Wednesday, and 7:30 a.m. on Sunday. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is @YemiGraceMan. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious weekend. And the Lord bless you.